بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah salam and salam be upon the noble prophet, his household, and the companions. No, may Allah's mercy be upon me and you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has perfected this deed for us, and that every innovation in deen is a bid'ah. Every invented matter in this deen is an innovation, is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a misguidance, and every misguidance is in the hell of fire. There are many innovations in the Muslim world that were introduced into this deen, knowingly and unknowingly. From these innovations are the following: writing Ayat al-Kursi in the direction of the Qibla and the Salah. From that is that some recite Ayat al-Kursi and they face the grave of Al-Jilani, and they make 7 times salam on him, moving with every salam a step forward, saying in the direction of his grave, and that anyone who does this, his needs will be met. From that is eating bread and lentils by the grave of Ibrahim alayhi salam, when we know that the graves of the prophets are not really known except for the grave of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Also intending to visit the cave, so-called cave of Al-Khalil, the cave of Ibrahim. Also kissing the station of Ibrahim by the Kaaba and wiping one hands on the place. From that, also sharing the Jews and the Christians with the so-called April Fool's lie. From that is the claim of the infamous mystic Sufi by the name of Ibn Arabi that Allah is a man, human, and that he is in need of the creation, that everything with him, with Ibn Arabi, is Allah, his glorification of the worship of statues and images, and that hellfire is the essence of paradise. And that Allah takes the form of humans. And that he claimed that he visited with the prophets and met them. And that he considered Fir'aun to be a believer. Also intending to visit the grave of Ibn Arabi in Konya 40 consecutive Fridays in order to meet one's needs. And from that is making for each grave a special particular celebration or a particular influence, that some graves are visited in order to relieve oneself from jinn and shaitan and so forth. From the innovations is to say that Allah exists in every place. And from innovations is the weekly and yearly salawat, particular prayers during the week and during the year. Like, for example, the prayer on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday. Fasting the day of Monday, saying because of the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was on Monday. Visiting the graves on Mondays and on Thursdays. Having appointed times to have meetings in order to remember Allah in the mosques or otherwise. Congregational dua in these places of remembrance. Or after the imam finishes the salah, raising his hand and making congregational dua with him. Meeting in the mosques, the night of ascension, to commemorate the night of ascension of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also meeting in places in mosques and otherwise, on the 12th of the month of Rabi' al-Awwal, in mosques and other places. Also having meetings on the so-called Day of Nairuz, which is a Magian celebration, and having celebrations and even fasting this day. Gathering in mosques on the Day of Arafah to recite the Quran and to make dua, or even on the night of Arafah. Gathering by the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to recite some Quran or some nasheed and the like. Gathering by the Tablighi Jama'ah, the yearly gathering in Bangladesh, in the capital of Bangladesh, Dhaka, where so many innovations are practiced. Some of them even think that this congregation is better than the congregation in Mecca, meaning Hajj. Some of them even believing that the dua at the end of such congregational meeting is answered by Allah. Some of them even believe that conducting marriage on this day is blessed. That's why so many of them delay the commencement of the contract of marriage till this day. Now, from that is reciting Surah Al-Ikhlas, chapter 112 of the Noble Quran, during Maghrib prayer, the night of the Jum'ah. The night of Jum'ah. Or reciting the same chapter before the Iqamah, before the Iqamah of Salah, before the Salah, before the declaration, announcement for the establishment of the prayers. Or to recite قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ 100,000 times. Or to recite it 11 times. This is fabricated hadith. Or reciting قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ 1,000 times on the day of Jum'ah. Or to recite Al-Fatiha and Al-Ma'udatan, chapters 113, 114, and chapter 112, and Surah Al-Kafirun, 7 times. Or to recite Surah Al-Ikhlas, chapter 112, 3 times after finishing the Noble Quran. From the innovations is to begin the people of the book with salam. And from that is the innovation of shaking the woman hand, the woman who are legally considered strangers to the person he cannot get married to. or he can get married to. Bowing when making a greeting to someone, when you meet someone and you greet him, to bow one's head, this is forbidden, and it is from the innovation. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Some people also, they put their hands and they strike the ground or the floor and they kiss their hands, taking friends with the people of desires, Ahlul Ahwa, celebrating the night of the New Year's Eve, and from that is lying while joking in order to make people laugh. And from that is love to be praised and love to seek praising by people. Making what so called tadhkir before Salat al-Fajr and before the Isha prayer on the night of Jumu'ah. What is this tadhkir? In some places, people, the muezzin or the person in charge in the mosque may put certain remembrances and so forth all the way till the time of Adhan al-Fajr. And then this one which you have mentioned, the brother, Ta'ammul, is the imsak before Fajr, indicating that there is something called imsak, refrainment. Also some people declaring before Salat al-Fajr, Ya Rabbi Afwan Bijahil Mustafa Karama. O Allah, we seek pardon from you Bijahil Mustafa, meaning they introduced the status of the Prophet ﷺ as a means of nearness to Allah by his status. Be generous on us and pardon us. Also, there is something which is quite spread amongst Muslims during the prayers. If after the muezzin makes the iqama, declares the iqama for the salah, you hear many people saying, Aqamaha Allah wa adamaha. May Allah establish it and continue to establish it. Or when they hear the muezzin say, Qad qamat as-salah, the salah is established. They say the same thing. And there is no basis for all of that. Or when they hear the muezzin at the end of the iqama, when he says, La ilaha illallah, they will say, Na'am, La ilaha illallah. Yes. There is no true God except Allah. Again, this is baseless. Or the muezzin to say before the iqama, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, making salah upon the Prophet before the iqama. Again, this is from the innovations. Also, from the innovations is the addition, hayya ala khayr al-amal. Come for the best of deeds. This is from the Shia. They introduced this in Adhan. And this is now a landmark. If you pass by a place where you may hear the Adhan saying, Hayya ala khayr al-amal, come to the best of deeds, then know that this is a Shia place. Some people also introduce words which are baseless during the Adhan. For example, when they hear the takbir in the adhan, they say, Allahu a'zam wal-izzatu lillah. Allah is greater, the most great and the most might belongs to Allah. Or Allahu akbar ala man zalamana. Allah is greater upon the one who oppresses us. And the like. This is a reminder of some of the innovations that exist in the Muslim world. And inshallah ta'ala, we continue on that as a reminder, and we'll put them on a special file. So this will be now number one, and inshallah ta'ala we'll go with the rest every now and then. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from innovations in all forms and ways, and to make us from those who revive the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and abide by it. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.